What do you mean? Oh, I know what you mean. I don't know what to say. I'm currently in the appeals process, so we'll see how that goes.
A little funny to think you'd be fined for making a tackle, though?
Funny to other people, probably. Not funny to me, but... you know, we have rules in place, and I understand the intent of the rules, and obviously I'm trying to play within the rules. I wasn't trying to hurt anybody or anything like that, and I watched the play yesterday. I watched it again today, and so like I said, I'll appeal it, and hopefully they see it like we see it.
Was there a little bit of frustration in that? I mean, you obviously don't practice tackling technique.
Obviously, like, I don't, yes.
But it seemed like it may be a little frustration in that takedown too.
Yeah, probably. But that's, I don't know. It's just, it's funny. I think they've just kind of been getting a lot of jokes today. Everyone wants to make jokes, but we'll see. I mean, obviously, the guy who got tackled, the guy who got tackled probably didn't even notice. So, there was nothing violent in the hit or anything like that.
It sounds like Jake, if he has a good week, will be back in the saddle. I mean, how tough is it to step in after not playing for a while? I mean, you've had to do that yourself a couple of times this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure. There's I don't want to call it rusty. It's not that. It's just you stand around for a while. You're just standing around. You kind of get out of the groove. But he's been working really hard. He's been working hard on the side. He's been doing conditioning. He's been doing drills and understanding the challenges that come with missing some time. And so he's been working hard. He's been working with a team of people, with Dal and with Steve Watterson and with the trainers. If he's cleared, which I believe he is or will be, he should have no issues.
Ed, is there any more sense of urgency in this locker room? I know you've probably already had that sense, but is it amped up even more given the latest struggles?
Yeah, in a sense, I mean, we need to win this game. I mean, that's really where our focus is. We're just trying to get this win. Sometimes you look at the game in quarters and you say, hey, we need to win this quarter. We'd like to go 4-0 or 3-1 or, whatever it is. But at the stage that we're in now, because we didn't win some games that we felt like we could have and should have, right now it's seriously like one game at a time. And obviously this game, there's no game after it. So, like, everything we got into this game is the mindset.
What's the psyche of this team? I mean, is it feeling fragile in any way? Because I know you guys practice hard, you try hard, and it just hasn't panned out.
I think we were on a roll. We had the two wins in a row, and then we, for... three and a half quarters, played really well against Indianapolis, and we were really close to having three in a row and just really being in it. And we lost a tough one in overtime to them, and then obviously Chicago, we put the ball on the ground too much, and they destroyed us. And so, where we are today as opposed to where we could have been, maybe after that Colt game is very different. But I think the lesson in that is that, if we win this game and then, get on a roll, then we could be feeling very different about ourselves and feeling like we've got momentum and we're moving in the right direction.
Flip side of that is one loss has always led to two in a row for you guys this year. Is that just coincidence, you think, or does this team need to do a better job sort of sorting out what happens after a defeat?
I think it's coincidence. I mean, the thought that somehow you're still thinking about the game before and the next game is, I don't. I mean, I don't know if I could. You come in on Monday, you get graded. It's hard. Mondays are very uncomfortable. You get graded, and you really do move on. I mean, you move on to the challenge. It's very challenging to prepare for a team every week, and, this week's no different. We're coming in. These guys do a lot of different combinations, blitzing. I mean, you almost can't even remember the last game you played because it does take everything you got. To learn the game plan, to study them, to understand their tendencies, to attack their personnel, and the different things that you're going to do. I mean, it's a new playbook every week, in a sense, and it's just a matter of coincidence, I think, to what you said. But again, you gotta find a way to win the game.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.